Chapter 36. Checkmate, apostrophe said Knight again at the end of 40 minutes. Another game, apostrophe she returned resolutely. I'll give you the odds of a bishop, apostrophe Knight said to her kindly. No, thank you, apostrophe Elfried replied in a tone intended for courteous indifference. But, as a fact, very cavalier indeed. Checkmate, apostrophe said her opponent without the least emotion. Oh, the difference between Elfright's condition of mind now, and when she purposely made blunders that Stephen Smith might win. It was bedtime. Her mind as distracted as if it would throb itself out of her head, she went off to her chamber, full of mortification at being beaten time after time, when she herself was the aggressor. Having for 2 or 3 years enjoyed the reputation throughout the globe of her father's brain which almost constituted her entire world of being an excellent player, this fiasco was intolerable. For unfortunately the person most dogged in the belief in a false reputation is always that one, the possessor, who has the best means of knowing that it is not true. In bed no sleep came to soothe her. That gentle thing being the very middle of summer friend in this respect of flying away at the merest troublous cloud. After lying awake till 2 o'clock an idea seemed to strike her. She softly arose, got a light, and fetched a chess praxis from the library. Returning and sitting up in bed, she diligently studied the volume till the clock struck 5, and her eyelids felt thick and heavy. She then extinguished the light, and lay down again. You look pale, Elfried, apostrophe said Mrs. Swankert the next morning at breakfast. Isn't she, Cousin Harry? Apostrophe, a young girl who is scarcely ill at all can hardly help becoming so, when regarded as such by all eyes turning upon her at the table in obedience to some remark. Everybody looked at Elfried. She certainly was pale. Am I pale? Apostrophe, she said with a faint smile. I did not sleep much. I could not get rid of armies of bishops and knights, try how I would. Apostrophe, chess is a bad thing just before bedtime, especially for excitable people like yourself, dear. Don't ever play late again. Apostrophe, I'll play early instead. Cousin Knight, apostrophe, she said in imitation of Mrs. Swankert, will you oblige me in something? Apostrophe, even to half my kingdom. Apostrophe, well, it is to play one game more. Apostrophe, when? Apostrophe, now, instantly, the moment we have breakfasted. Apostrophe, nonsense, Elfried, apostrophe said her father. Making yourself a slave to the game like that. Apostrophe, but I want to, Papa. Honestly, I am restless at having been so ignominiously overcome. And Mr. Knight doesn't mind. So what harm can there be? Apostrophe, let us play, by all means, if you wish it, apostrophe said Knight. So, when breakfast was over, the combatants withdrew to the quiet of the library, and the door was closed. Elfright seemed to have an idea that her conduct was rather ill-regulated, and startlingly free from conventional restraint. And worse, she fancied upon Knight's face a slightly amused look at her proceedings. You think me foolish, I suppose, apostrophe she said recklessly. But I want to do my very best just once, and see whether I can overcome you. Apostrophe, certainly. Nothing more natural. Though I am afraid it is not the plan adopted by women of the world after a defeat. Apostrophe, why, pray? Apostrophe, because they know that as good as overcoming is skill in effacing recollection of being overcome, and turn their attention to that entirely. Apostrophe, I am wrong again, of course. Apostrophe, perhaps your wrong is more pleasing than their right. Apostrophe, I don't quite know whether you mean that, or whether you are laughing at me, apostrophe she said, looking doubtingly at him, yet inclining to accept the more flattering interpretation. I am almost sure you think it vanity in me to think I am a match for you. Well, if you do, I say that vanity is no crime in such a case. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, perhaps not. Though it is hardly a virtue. Apostrophe, oh yes, in battle. Nelson's bravery lay in his vanity. Apostrophe, indeed. Then so did his death. Apostrophe, oh no, no. For it is written in the book of the prophet Shakespeare, hear and be slain. No worse can come to fight, and fight and die, is death destroying death. And down they sat, and the contest began, Elfright having the first move. The game progressed. Elfright's heart beat so violently, that she could not sit still. Her dread was lest he should hear it. And he did discover it at last, some flowers upon the table, being set throbbing by its pulsations. I think we had better give over, apostrophe said Knight, looking at her gently. It is too much for you, I know. Let us write down the position, and finish another time. Apostrophe apostrophe, no, please not, apostrophe she implored. I should not rest, if I did not know the result at once. It is your move. Apostrophe, 10 minutes passed. She started up suddenly. I know what you are doing. Apostrophe, she cried, an angry color upon her cheeks, and her eyes indignant. You were thinking of letting me win to please me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't mind owning that I was. Apostrophe, Knight responded phlegmatically, and appearing all the more so by contrast with her own turmoil. But you must not. I won't have it. Apostrophe, very well. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, that will not do. I insist that you promise not to do any such absurd thing. It is insulting me. Apostrophe, very well, madam. I won't do any such absurd thing. You shall not win. Apostrophe, apostrophe, that is to be proved. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she returned proudly, and the play went on. Nothing is now heard but the ticking of a quaint old timepiece on the summit of a bookcase. 10 minutes pass. He captures her knight, she takes his knight, and looks a very Rhadamanthus. More minutes tick away, she takes his pawn, and has the advantage, showing her sense of it rather prominently. 5 minutes more. He takes her bishop. She brings things even by taking his knight. 3 minutes. She looks bold, and takes his queen. He looks placid, and takes hers. 8 or 10 minutes pass. He takes a pawn. She utters a little poo, but not the ghost of a pawn can she take in retaliation. 10 minutes pass. He takes another pawn and says, check. Apostrophe apostrophe she flushes, extricates herself by capturing his bishop, and looks triumphant. He immediately takes her bishop. She looks surprised. 5 minutes longer. She makes a dash and takes his only remaining bishop. He replies by taking her only remaining knight. 2 minutes. He gives check. Her mind is now in a painful state of tension, and she shades her face with her hand. Yet a few minutes more. He takes her rook and checks again. She literally trembles now lest an artful surprise as he has in store for him shall be anticipated by the artful surprise he evidently has in store for her. 5 minutes. Checkmate in 2 moves. Apostrophe apostrophe exclaims Elfried. If you can, apostrophe says Knight. Oh, I have miscalculated. That is cruel. Apostrophe apostrophe, checkmate, apostrophe says Knight, and the victory is won. Elfright arose and turned away without letting him see her face. Once in the hall she ran upstairs, and into her room, and flung herself down upon her bed, weeping bitterly. Where is Elfright? Apostrophe apostrophe said her father at luncheon. Knight listened anxiously for the answer. He had been hoping to see her again before this time. She isn't well, sir, apostrophe was the reply. Mrs. Swankert rose and left the room, going upstairs to Elfright's apartment. At the door was Unity, who occupied in the new establishment a position between young lady's maid and middle housemaid. She is sound asleep, ma'am, apostrophe Unity whispered. Mrs. Swankert opened the door. Elfright was lying full dressed on the bed, her face hot and red, her arms thrown abroad. At intervals of a minute she tossed restlessly from side to side, and indistinctly moaned words used in the game of chess. Mrs. Swankert had a turn for doctoring, and felt her pulse. It was twanging like a harp string, at the rate of nearly 150 a minute. Softly moving the sleeping girl to a little less cramped position, she went downstairs again. She is asleep now, apostrophe said Mrs. Swankert. She does not seem very well. Cousin Knight, what were you thinking of? Her tender brain won't bear cudgeling like your great head. You should have strictly forbidden her to play again. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in truth, the essayist's experience of the nature of young women was far less extensive than his abstract knowledge of them led himself and others to believe. He could pack them in two sentences like a workman, but practically was nowhere. I am indeed sorry, apostrophe said Knight, feeling even more than he expressed. But surely, the young lady knows best what is good for her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, bless you, that's just what she doesn't know. She never thinks of such things, does she, Christopher? Her father and I have to command her and keep her in order, as you would a child. She will say things worthy of a French epigrammatist and act like a robin in a greenhouse. But I think we will send for Dr. Granson, there can be no harm. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a man was straightway dispatched on horseback to Castle Botherell, and the gentleman known as Dr. Granson came in the course of the afternoon. He pronounced her nervous system to be in a decided state of disorder, forwarded some soothing draught, and gave orders that on no account, whatever, was she to play chess again. The next morning Knight, much vexed with himself, waited with a curiously compounded feeling for her entry to breakfast. The women servants came in to prayers at irregular intervals, and as each entered, he could not, to save his life, avoid turning his head with the hope that she might be ill-fried. Mr. Swankert began reading without waiting for her. Then somebody glided in noiselessly. Knight softly glanced up. It was only the little kitchen maid. Knight thought reading prayers a bore. He went out alone, and for almost the first time failed to recognize that holding converse with nature's charms was not solitude. On nearing the house again, he perceived his young friend crossing a slope by a path which ran into the one he was following in the angle of the field. Here they met. Elfride was at once exultant and abashed. Coming into his presence had upon her the effect of entering a cathedral. Knight had his notebook in his hand, and had, in fact, been in the very act of writing there, when they came in view of each other. He left off in the midst of a sentence, and proceeded to inquire warmly concerning her state of health. She said she was perfectly well, and indeed had never looked better. Her health was as inconsequent as her actions. Her lips were red, without the polish that cherries have, and their redness margined with the white skin in a clearly defined line, which had nothing of jagged confusion in it. Altogether she stood as the last person in the world to be knocked over by a game of chess, because too ephemeral looking to play one. Are you taking notes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she inquired with an alacrity plainly arising less from interest in the subject than from a wish to divert his thoughts from herself. Yes, I was making an entry, and with your permission I will complete it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Knight then stood still and wrote. Elfride remained beside him a moment, and afterwards walked on. I should like to see all the secrets that are in that book, apostrophe she gaily flung back to him over her shoulder. I don't think you would find much to interest you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I know I should. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then of course I have no more to say. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but I would ask this question first. Is it a book of mere facts concerning journeys and expenditure, and so on, or a book of thoughts? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, to tell the truth, it is not exactly either. It consists for the most part of jottings for articles and essays, disjointed and disconnected, of no possible interest to anybody but myself. It contains, I suppose, your developed thoughts in embryo? Yes. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.